Thank you, Michael, for leading us in prayer a few moments ago. Appreciate that good prayer, brother. Thank you, Max, for leading us in those very encouraging, uplifting hymns as we raised our voice in praise to our Almighty God. And thank you, Steve, for giving us that reading of the scriptures there from Matthew chapter 6. I'd like to encourage everyone to keep your Bibles opened up there to Matthew chapter 6 as we prepare to engage in a lesson this morning titled, Live One Day at a Time. The phrase live one day at a time is a very common one. And I venture to say each and every one of us are very familiar with that phrase, aren't we? You see, it's one that we hear often. And this phrase is usually used as advice when someone is thinking way too far ahead in the future. I don't know how many times when I've been talking about what I feel like I want to do in the future or talking about my future plans with my grandparents in the past or with my parents, they always remind me, one day at a time. I don't know about you, but I'm one who sometimes is in a hurry. I'm in a hurry. And when I want something, I want it, and I want it right now. And I often have to be reminded of the fact that I've got to take things one day at a time. You see, there are often times too when many of us may be expecting something in regard to a significant change in a situation overnight. Again, I'm that kind of guy too. I'm the kind of guy too when something's wrong, I don't want to wait for it to get better. I want it to get better, and I want it to get better right now. And I have to again remind myself of the fact that one day at a time. And you see, the phrase to live one day at a time, it expresses the need to have an attitude of calmness, the attitude of patience, and it denotes the need to live one day at a time and to live that day to its fullest, focusing upon the present day and not upon the future. I'm going to tell you beforehand that I put this lesson together this morning for myself. This is a lesson that I needed. This is a lesson that I've been thinking about, and I've been thinking about that phrase a lot lately. And I realize the need for me to be reminded of the need to take things one day at a time. And I hope this lesson this morning will be as much benefit to you as it has been to me in putting this lesson together. But I want you to know this lesson, it's for all of us. But primarily, I put this lesson together for myself, because I needed to be reminded of the fact to live one day at a time. And I venture to say again that each and every one of us have probably either been told this sometime in our life or even said this to somebody else sometime in our life. I venture to say we've all heard this or said this at some point in time. But I want to propose the question to you this morning. When you hear the phrase, live one day at a time, when you say the phrase, live one day at a time, do you really understand what that means? Do you really understand what that means? Do you really understand the importance of what you're saying or what you're hearing? Do we? You see, I venture to say that many of us probably don't really understand the importance of living one day at a time. And there are many reasons for why we should live one day at a time. There are many reasons, brethren, why we need to take to heart the phrase, live one day at a time. And this morning we're going to spend a few moments with an open Bible, examining the scriptures and taking a look at some reasons found in God's word for why we should live one day at a time. And I begin with these inspired words of wisdom found in Proverbs chapter 27 and verse number 1. And there in Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 1, the wise man said, "Do not boast about tomorrow." Why? Well, notice, "For you do not know what a day may bring forth." You see, simply put, the wise man is expressing the need for us to live one day at a time here. When he says, "Do not boast about tomorrow," He's telling us, hey, don't get cocky, don't get arrogant, don't start thinking about what you're going to do about tomorrow and boast about that, for you don't even know what this present day will bring forth. And here we see the need to live one day at a time. And the point is simply, don't boast about what you purpose to do in the future. Don't boast about that, because you don't even know what will happen today, let alone tomorrow. How true? How true? You see, I don't know about you, but I've known of many in the past who have had future plans. They've had future plans. They had great ideas. They had big ambitions. They had plans for the future. And they were pretty confident that they were going to be able to fulfill those plans. But you want to know something? Tomorrow never even came for those people. I venture to say each and every one of you knows somebody like that. How many people have we known that have woke up one day, went to the breakfast table, got up, and fell over dead from a heart attack? David shared that story with me not too long ago about his own dad. How many times have we known somebody who got in an automobile and was heading to a destination, and they said, "I'll be right back," but they never made it back because they had an accident that took their life? How many times have we been familiar with situations like that? It happens, doesn't it? It's reality. And that's why, brethren, we need to be mindful of the fact to live one day at a time. That's why we need to be mindful of the need not to boast about tomorrow, because we don't even know what this present day may have in store for us. And simply put, we need to live one day at a time and focus our attention on the present instead of the future. You see, again, I'm guilty. I'm guilty of getting the cart before the horse. I'm guilty of looking toward the future, focusing on the future in the past. But I've done a lot of soul searching, so to speak, here lately. And I've come to the conclusion that I just need to slow down and focus upon the present. I just need to take things one day at a time. And each and every one of us need to be mindful of the need to just take things one day at a time. Let's not focus our attention upon the future, but let's keep our focus and attention upon the here and the now. You see, when I think about that, I think about the fact that when we focus on the future, today is soon gone. Have you ever thought about that? When you're focusing on the future, even when you want to look back and you focus on the past, when you put your attention upon the future or you put your attention on the past, the present's soon gone, isn't it? It's soon gone. And you know what that does? It robs us of the gift of today. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about when you're focusing on the past or you're focusing on the future that it's robbing you of the gift of today? You see, I think we fail to understand that at times. And when I think about that, I can't help but to think about a very popular quote. And it has been said, and I quote, "Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That is why we call it the present," end quote. How true. Yesterday's gone. It's history. Tomorrow, it's a mystery. But today, it's a gift. That's why we call it the present. And we must learn the need to live for today. We must learn the need to always remember that the now and the present is all we have. And we must not waste our time focusing upon the future or the past. But we need to focus upon the here and the now. Again, when I think about that, I think about a quote that I heard one time. And I again quote, "Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is blind, so I live one day at a time," end quote. Remember that. Yesterday's gone, tomorrow is blind, therefore live one day at a time. Again, we can't go back to yesterday, and we can't control tomorrow. So live for today. And remember, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. But I also suggest to us this morning that we need to live one day at a time and deal with each day's problems as they come, instead of worrying about the possible troubles of tomorrow. You see, Jesus emphasizes the need for us to do this and the need for us to live one day at a time there in Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 34. And there in Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 34, Jesus said, "Do not worry about tomorrow." Why, Jesus? Well, notice, "For tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Think about that. You see, how sad it is that there are so many who waste today worrying about tomorrow. Again, I venture to say, many of us have probably at some point in time have been guilty of that. Many of us have probably at some point in time wasted today worrying about tomorrow. But you want to know something? As Jesus informed us here in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34, sufficient for the day is its own trouble. There's enough trouble for today. Instead of looking ahead and worrying about something that may never even happen. Think about that. You see, I want you to remember something. When we are worrying about tomorrow, we are simply borrowing trouble. You ever think about that? When you worry about tomorrow, you are simply just borrowing trouble. Because Jesus said sufficient for the day is its own trouble. There's going to be trouble. There's going to be problems that are going to come along each and every day. And we need to just deal with each day's problems as they come, instead of worrying about possible troubles of tomorrow. Again, as we talked about earlier, tomorrow is not guaranteed. And even if it is, we have no idea what that day may have to hold in store for us. You see, there are too many who want to cross a bridge before they get there, so to speak. How many times have you heard that? How many times has mom or dad ever said that to you? Grandma or grandpa ever said that to you? Don't cross a bridge till you get there. Again, I've been told that a lot in my life. I've been told that a lot in my life. And how true. You see, we need to, again, focus on the here now, the present. Because we have no idea what the future may hold in store for us. And there are a lot of things, brethren, that we worry about that could possibly be trouble or that could possibly happen to us in the future that never even happened. You see, it's been said that 90% of the things that you worry about don't even happen. And the other 10%, there's nothing that you can do about. Remember that. You know what that's telling us? It's telling us that it's not going to do us any good to worry. It has been said that worry is a lot like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. Remember that. Worrying's not going to benefit you one bit. Worrying is not going to get you anywhere. It's not going to solve any problems. It's not going to make any situation any better. And that's why we need to be mindful of the need to live one day at a time. To deal with each day's troubles and problems as they come. Instead of worrying about the possible troubles of tomorrow. And you want to know something? This instruction of Jesus found here in Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 34. It serves as great advice for handling life's fears, anxieties, and troubles in a very highly stressed environment. Let's face it. We live in a world today that's stressful. Many of us are in a stressed environment. We live in a time to where there's pressures of this life that come upon us. But we need to remember again this instruction of Jesus. And when we take to heart this instruction of Jesus here in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34, it's going to help us deal with the anxieties, the fears, the troubles of this life. Remember that. And when things feel overwhelming, I want you to keep this in mind. Remember, one thought at a time, one task at a time, one day at a time. But I also suggest to us this morning that we need to live one day at a time, knowing that we don't and can't control the future. You see, there are many of us who think we're in control of what we're going to do today, tomorrow, 5 years, 10 years down the road. There are many of us who get up each and every day not thinking anything about that, like anything could happen to us, thinking that we're just going to continue to go on and everything's going to be sunshine and rainbows. And we can just plan our future. We can plan the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and on and on. We can just have it all planned out. And we're going to control what we do, when we do it, how we do it, and we're going to get what we want. Many operate like that today, right? Many of us think that's just the way it is. But you want to know something? We're not in control. It's not up to us. We're not in control. We don't and we cannot control the future. And we learn this there in the parable of the rich fool. Open up your Bibles with me, if you will, there to Luke chapter 12. And here in Luke chapter 12, in this parable of the rich fool, we learn about a man who was arrogantly planning for a major expansion. We learn about a man who thought he had it all figured out. A man who was going to do this and going to do that, and he was going to live many years and just be as happy as he could be, right? But I want you to notice the lesson, a valuable lesson that we can learn here from Jesus in this parable of the rich fool. And I'm just going to begin reading this parable here in verse number 16 of Luke chapter 12. And here we learn about Jesus speaking a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentiful. And he thought," that's right there is a key thing, "he thought. He thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?' So he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.'" Now notice verse number 20. "But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?'" Valuable lesson right there for us, brethren. You see, again, there are so many today who carry on like they're in control, like this rich fool did, who think that they're going to do this and they're going to do what they wanted and get what they wanted. But notice what was said to that rich fool. What verse 20 say? "But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you.'" You see, we're not in control. We don't control the future, and we can't control the future. We're not in control. And that's along the line of what Jesus is teaching here in this parable. The fact that it's not up to us. We're not in control. God's in control. You see, we also learn the fact that we're not in control and we don't control the future there in James chapter 4. Follow me, if you will, in your Bibles there to James the 4th chapter. And here in James chapter 4, notice with me beginning in verse number 13. James penned, "Come now, you who say, 'Today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit,' whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Now pay close attention to verse 15. Because there James said, instead you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. Again, there are many, much like is being talked about here in James chapter 4, who think they're going to go and do this a year from now, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that. But what did James remind them of? He reminded them of the fact that you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. He reminded them of the fact that, hey, your life, it's brief. And then he told them, instead of arrogantly boasting about what you plan to do, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, I will do this or no, I will do that. Simply put, James is emphasizing the fact again, hey, we don't and we can't control the future. It's not up to us. It's up to the Lord. If the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. Remember that, brethren. And live one day at a time. Always be mindful of the fact that we don't and can't control the future. But I also suggest to us the need to live one day at a time. The need to redeem the time we have each day, knowing that once a day ends, it can never be reclaimed. You see, time is a valuable thing. It's a valuable thing that I think many of us often overlook just how valuable and precious it is. But time's valuable. It's precious. And it is valuable and precious in the fact that none of us know just how much time we're going to have here on this earth. Not a one of us know just how much time is allotted to us. And it's precious and valuable in the fact that once our time is gone, guess what? We can never get it back. You ever think about that? You ever think about that? You see, that's why the Bible teaches us the need to redeem the time. It teaches us the need to simply make the most out of the time and the opportunities that we have been given. We learn about that in Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Go with me, if you will, in your Bibles there to Ephesians chapter 5. And here in Ephesians chapter 5, beginning in verse number 15, notice the instruction of the inspired Apostle Paul. Paul said, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Now watch verse 16. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. The Apostle also instructed there in Colossians chapter 4 and verse 5. The need to walk in wisdom towards those who are outside, redeeming the time. Think about that. You see, instead of wasting our time we have been given upon things that leave no lasting imprint, we need to be a people who redeem the time that we have been given by living as one who is wise, by living as one who makes the most out of the opportunities that we have been given to do good. We need to take advantage of that. We need to redeem the time, brethren. And when you think about the need to redeem the time, I want you to think about this. How would you react? How would you react if your bank credited you with $86,400 in your bank account today? How would you react if your bank credited you with $86,400 in your account today? The catch being that you must wisely spend each and every dollar of that $86,400, or you have to pay all that you spent back, and you would lose that $86,400 never to be refunded. What would you do? What would you do? I venture to say that we all would wisely use every penny of that $86,400 today, right? I venture to say that we all wouldn't find any problem in using that. But I want you to think about this. Each day you're given 86,400 seconds. Did you know that? Each day you're given 86,400 seconds. And guess what? If we fail to use each and every one of those seconds wisely, they're gone forever, never to be reclaimed. Not going to get them back. Put that in perspective. Put that in perspective. Recognize the need to redeem the time that you have been given. Make the best and the most out of the time that you have been given. Take advantage of the opportunities out of the time that you have been given to do good. Don't waste the time that you've been given, brother. It's precious. It's valuable. And once that time is gone, you can never get it back. And I want you to think about the fact that we need to live one day at a time, making most out of today, knowing that tomorrow may never come, and knowing that someday it won't. Again, going back there to the parable of the rich fool there in Luke chapter 12 and in verse 20, Jesus teaches the uncertainty of tomorrow when in that parable the rich fool is spoken to and said, "Fool, this night your soul will be required of you." Again, tomorrow's not guaranteed. Tomorrow may never come. And going back to that parable of that rich fool, here's a man who was doing well. He was prospering. He had many goods laid up for himself. And he thought, "Wow, I've got so much, I don't even know what to do with it. So I'll just tear down my old barns. I'll build new ones. And I'll just store up my goods. And I'll just kick back, take it easy, live and be merry." He thought he was in good shape for a while, didn't he? But guess what was said to him? "You fool, this night your soul will be required of you." He thought he had many tomorrows waiting on him, didn't he? But guess what? That night his soul was required of him, and tomorrow never came for him. There's a song by Tim McGraw titled, "Live Like You Or Die." There's a valuable lesson in that song for you and I. You too need to live like we are dying. Because the fact of the matter is, We are. The fact of the matter is, there's going to come a time when tomorrow's not going to come for us. It's going to happen. We don't like to think about it. We don't like to talk about it. But it's reality. It's a fact of life. We just found that out just a few days ago with the passing of my father-in-law. Kind of unexpected. But you know what? It puts in perspective for us the fact that we need to cherish each and every day that we have been given upon this earth. It puts in perspective the fact that we need to live one day at a time because tomorrow is not guaranteed for any of us. And when it hits close to home, it'll shake. It'll remind you that that is a fact of life. It's reality. And again, as James pointed out there in James chapter 4 and in verse 13, as he warned against arrogantly boasting about tomorrow, he made it very clear the fact that tomorrow may never come. We don't have no idea what will happen tomorrow. He made it very clear again, the fact when it comes to making plans for the future, only the Lord our God's in control. And we need to be mindful of that, brethren. Knowing that tomorrow may never come. And knowing that someday, for each and every one of us, it won't. That's sobering, isn't it? But again, I hope that helps us remember the fact that our time upon this earth is limited. Each and every one of us has limited time on this earth. And you want to know something? It's not about how much time each individual has upon this earth. That's not what's important. How much time you have upon this earth, or how much time you have been given to live upon this earth, is not what's important. But you want to know what's important? It's what you do with that time that you've been given while you live upon this earth. It's how you live the time that you have upon this earth. That's what's important. We need to remember that. Take that to heart. And we need to live one day at a time, making the most out of today, knowing that tomorrow may never come. Once more, brethren, may we all recognize the importance of the need to live one day at a time. Knowing that, let's all live one day at a time, focusing our attention upon the present instead of worrying about tomorrow. Remembering that we don't and can't control tomorrow. And let's realize the need to redeem the time that has been given to us, making the best out of each second of it, knowing that our life here upon this earth will soon be gone. So I ask, what about you? What if your soul was required of you this very night? Would you be prepared? Would you be prepared for the judgment day and for someday giving an account for the things that you have done with the time that you have had upon this earth? Would you? Would you be prepared? You see, if not, we encourage you to get prepared this very hour while you have that opportunity to do so. We encourage you not to wait, not to put off for tomorrow what needs to be done here and now, right now. We encourage you to get your heart right with God while you have that opportunity to do so. For if you believe with all your heart that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, you can make a change in your life. You can repent of your sins. You can confess Christ. And you can be baptized into Christ this very hour for the remission of your sins. You too can have that hope of eternal life which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. And may we all always remember, as Carson and Logan and I talked about in our study this morning, the fact that the buck doesn't stop at baptism. The fact that once you become a Christian, you must continue to live faithful unto death. You must keep on keeping on. You must never give up. And you must always live faithful to the Lord unto death. For as Jesus has promised in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Maybe there's one here this morning who's already submitted himself in obedience to the Lord and His will, but maybe you realize that you have not been living the way that God would have you to live. Maybe you realize that there's some change that you need to make in your life. We implore you not to wait another second to make that change. Repent of your sins. Confess them to God. Ask Him for His forgiveness. And if there's someone that you've done wrong, go to that person. Make that right while you have that opportunity to do so, before that opportunity is behind, never to be reclaimed. So we implore anyone who is in need of the Lord's gracious plan of salvation, anyone who needs to receive the invitation of the Lord, to let that need be made known right now while we stand and sing the song that Max has selected.